Gurdwara Baba Nanak Sahib is preparing for a Diwali celebration on November 1, welcoming visitors from across the sea to Sky Corridor and the Lower Mainland. The event will include a path, readings of Gurbani, storytelling in Punjabi, and traditional langar, a free communal meal for all. "We are expecting a lot of gathering," Gyani Harjeet Singh, a Sikh preacher, said. "People especially come from Vancouver to have a kirtan. The evening will begin with the path, a continuous recitation of sacred scriptures from the Guru Granth Sahib, followed by the collective singing of Gurbani. The focus will also include storytelling about Bandi Kaur Diwas, a Sikh festival rooted in an inspiring act of liberation led by Guru Hargobind Sahib in 1619. During the time of Jahangir, Guru Hargobind Sahib was imprisoned in Gwalior Fort along with more than 50 other rulers who were non-Sikhs, known as the Hill Kings or Hindu Pahari Rajas, Singh said. When Jahangir wanted to release the Guru, he, Guru Hargobind, said, "I will not leave the fort alone unless these men are released with me." So, the Mughal government released all 52 rulers because of Guru Hargobind Sahib. Singh recounted how, upon the Guru's return to Darbar Sahib, known to many as the Golden Temple, thousands gathered to light candles in celebration. That day brought happiness not only to those rulers but also to their states. There was even a kind of treaty among them to live in peace and not wage war against each other, Singh said. This story is central to Bandi Kaur Diwas, which coincides with Diwali and emphasizes themes of peace, freedom, and unity. When Guru Hargobind Sahib was released, it was agreed that these rulers would not go to war against each other. "This is the message of peace and living together that we want to share with others as well," Singh said. "People can begin arriving at the temple anytime after about 10 a.m. Following the prayers and storytelling, a langar, a free communal meal, will be served at around 5 p.m. Langar is about more than just food," Singh said. "It's a way of bringing people together in equality." The Gurdwara, located at 37,947 Fifth Avenue, invites everyone to join the celebration, with diya lighting symbolizing the victory of light over darkness. "This is not just a Sikh festival," Singh said. "It's for anyone who believes in peace, justice, and unity." Note, the address was corrected to 37,947 Fifth Avenue, after the story was first posted. "We also later added that the public can arrive after about 10 a.m. Bhagyashree Chatterjee is the Squamish Chief's Indigenous Affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the local journalism initiative."